this episode was previously recorded for your consumption on this at this time, or however you say that.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
I find myself referencing the Big Fatty program way too often, way, 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 way too often. And I think he has some kind of the following thing was recorded an earlier time for consumption at blah, 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 blah.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
But maybe I'll get used on the beginning of his show again. Who knows? It's really good advertising. For those of you listening to Big Fatty right now and hearing me, I'm Adam, and you can find me at geekygay.com. Geekygay.com. That's very difficult to say.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Way too often. Way, 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 way too often.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2308 of the BFO for right the tooth of December 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got some voice letters and some chroma cards and a lot more. Yes, get ready. Hello, Procurus Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. Is going well, y'all. You're Procurus today because y'all, as soon as I finish recording this little show, Oveda's coming over here to the villa, and y'all, we're gonna go get the 2016 Villa Crema tree. We're gonna go procure a crema. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's why you're procurers now. He's gonna help me get it in the stand and get it into the villa, and then I'll probably decorate it sometime over the weekend. But y'all, you know, I can't get it in by myself. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, I've made an error. Yesterday, the 1st. And since I'm recording this on the 1st, I'm going to consider myself to be an acceptable mistake. Y'all, on the 1st, y'all, an important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all used to do a little show, Lucky Trucker. And y'all, it's DJ David J out there in the Vancouver. I think the Faye driver goes to get his hairs cut from DJ David J. Big Fatty DJ David J would cut any hair. It's probably true. But y'all, today, for right. Y'all, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first from that PNS explosion. Y'all, it is the P. He puts the P in PNS. Big Fatty Vulgar. It's Patrick Powers. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all then from across the pond over there in the UK, y'all, it's that Dan from the Flat 29. Oh, Big Fatty, the big book of everything. It's true. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's down there in the future. Big Fatty, he'll hear this on time then. It's true. Y'all, he calls into the BFO with regularity. Big Fatty, it's as if he has a voice letter fiber. It's true. And in fact, I think we've got a voice letter from him today. Y'all, it's the little Lazy Battler. It's Scotty. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, in our final celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend, y'all, is on Sunday. Y'all, we just love him to death. We'll see him in just a couple of weeks. Y'all, he's over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, it is the gay country boy. Big Fatty, is that spelled? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it's a Wes. It's the gay country boy Wes. So y'all, if you see David J, David J, Pat Powers, Dan from Flat 29, the little Aussie Battler, or gay country Wes, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
It's Fatty's Christmas sack contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon Charger Plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comments section. Write something relevant.
Lovely. Y'all, that, of course, is a digger.
Bye.
That's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you once again for the totally original, never used before, original bumper for our new contest. Y'all, it doesn't start until Monday. It starts on Monday, and y'all, it runs through the 21st, the first day of winter, the Wednesday before, the hump day before Crema. Twas the hump day before Crema, B. Very well, yeah. And y'all, Digger's right, there'll be an Amazon charger plate for $50, compliments of Miss Bacon, and it's just going to be lovely, and we can't wait for that to begin. Again on Monday. Yes, Big Fatty. I know Hat M is so excited because you're playing the Crema music.
It's true. It's that time of the year. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all didn't have any new Crema cards in the Villa mailbox when I got home on Thursday, but y'all still have two that had already arrived that I hadn't been able to get to. Y'all, the first is from Dr. Stone. Althea and the San Diego. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to open it up and see what we got here. By the way, did you go over to the BFO at noon on Thursday and see the cats and all? Put a picture up. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, y'all, I've got to tell you something. Big Fatty loves, like, black cards and black crema paper. I think it's stunning. Just stunning. Big Fatty. And y'all, this is a black card with a snowman on it, and we're wearing a red hat and a scarf. Y'all, that is a spinach solid I had for my lunch. Y'all, and it says season's greetings. Yes, Big Fatty. It says, wishes of joy and happiness to you and yours. Big Fatty, would we be considered yours? I guess you and the squeakies and are yours. It says, our Merry Crema, Big Fatty. I hope there will be an opportunity to see you in the new year. Love, Dr. Stone. Big Fatty, it looks like Dr. Steve. It does kind of look like Dr. Steve, but I think it's Dr. Stone. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, doctors never have the best handwriting, it's true. Y'all, and then our final card today, y'all, is from Denny up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, look, it's got a seal. It's got a red foil seal on the back. And y'all, I'm excited.
excited. I'm excited to open all of them, but I'm real excited to open this because, you know, I didn't know Denny was still listening to the little show. But let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, this one's going to be vulgar. It is. Oh, just the way we like it. It says, y'all, there's a hunky muscle man laying there with all of his Vienna sausage and everything sitting out there. And it says, visions of sugar plums. Big Fatty, I didn't know that's what you were calling it these days. Sugar plums. And it says, dance. Oh, visions of sugar plums. Dance on your chin. Big Fatty, that's a testicular problem. It is. It says, Big Fatty, hope. You will have lots of sugar plums dancing on your chin. Hot Denny. I am a long-time lurker. I've been listening from the beginning. Keep on pod-fathering. Big Fatty, I thought that said pod-fading. No, I think it says pod-fathering. Well, Denny, thank you so much. And, y'all, if you want to send a card, just send Big Fatty an e-letter, and I'll send you the address to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's George in Atlanta. Listen, I've been listening to your last several episodes where you've mentioned this abundance of acorns in your yard and on your sidewalk, I assume. And I'm a little worried, you know, because a person of your advanced age, not far behind you, you know, that could be dangerous. You could fall. You could hurt yourself. So I'm wondering, like, what the solution is. And I think I figured it out. We need all of the Big Fatty listeners to send in the squirrels. We're going to need you to mail a squirrel to Big Fatty's villa. Big Fatty, if you don't mind, give them the mailing address and be on the lookout for squirrels. Squirrels.
Big Fatty, oh, but Big Fatty, y'all, that is, y'all, that of course is that George in Atlanta. And George, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I'm not quite so sure that that's going to be the solution to the acorns. Big Fatty, just what we need, more vermin at the villa. Big Fatty, vermin at the villa. It's a lovely thought, but you are right. It does become a walking hazard with all the acorns on the sidewalk and all. Y'all, I try to get out there and sweep it three or four times a week, but you know, they're still coming down. They are absolutely still coming down. But Big Fatty, do beavers eat acorns? I don't know. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
And hello, Squeaky. This is Dan, your Northeast Straight Boy team. I just wanted to check in with you guys. Say happy Thanksgiving to you. I do apologize. It's been so long since I've called. I've just been catching up on all my podcasts. I was out of the country for a bit for a wedding down in Mexico, which was quite nice. You may have something coming to the mailbox with your name on it from there. But yeah, just wanted to check in with everyone. Say hello. And wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Dan. Dan, my Northeast straight boyfriend, Big Fatty, he's been approved by Straight Bi. It's true. Northeast approved straight boyfriend, Dan, from up there in the Albany. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, lovely to hear your voice. And you're right, it has been a while since Big Fatty. I thought he might be two-timing on you. Well, I don't know about that, but always lovely to hear your voice. And I'm intrigued at this trip to Mexico that you've been on your Mexican jaunt. But it sounds to me like the Big Fatty better keep a keen eye out on the Villa mailbox. Big Fatty, there'll be cremacons and Mexican, who knows, maybe there'll be a sombrero or a piñata or a taco. Big Fatty, I hope he didn't send a taco.
Hello, Big Fatty. A pinch and a punch for the first of the month. No returns. This is Scotty. Bye.
Dear Gussie, all that, of course, is...
It's December. Can you believe it?
I know.
I can't believe it. It's practically Christmas. I better get Christmas shopping.
Oh, don't... Yeah.
Okay, ciao.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is the birthday boy. The birthday boy, the little Ozzy Battler, Scotty from down... from down there in the future. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a pinch and a punch from you, and no returns on the first of the month. And I just hope you and Alan have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, you better get your crema shopping in gear. Big Fatty, you hadn't gotten yours in gear. Why are you telling others? Because they may be sending me some. Oh, Big Fatty, you whore.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi.
One day, Mr. Smith, the president of a large corporation, called his vice president, Dave, into his office and said, "We're making some cutbacks. So either Jack or Barbara will have to be laid off." Dave looked at Mr. Smith and said, "Barbara's my best worker, but Jack has a wife and three kids. I don't know who to fire." The next morning, Dave waited for his employees to arrive. Barbara was the first to come in, so Dave said, "Barbara, I've got a problem. You see, I've either got to lay you or Jack off, and I don't know what to do." Barbara replied, "You better jack off. I've got a headache." Have a good day.
Yeah, I guess you call that, of course, is Jim Big Fatty. He's vulgar. That was kind of vulgar, Jimmy Bear. But first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and to get a Friday kerfuffle from you. Maybe Dicko would like to use that one on his Big Fatty. I think he's going back to his bumper career. Oh, well, maybe he has. Thank you so much for that kerfuffle. That was really a good one. And I hope you have a lovely day up there where's Jimmy Bear? He's up in around the Baltic. He's in the Massachusetts, I believe. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Why start now? So anyway, y'all, it's I had a textimonium from the Turnip Head, and y'all evidently one of his friends has sent in an audition tape for the Northern Mexico big run, trying to be on the big run. Y'all, Turnip Head's friend ain't right. I'm just going to tell you this right now. He just ain't right. Big Fatty, what do you expect? He's friends with Turnip Head. Well, I guess that's true, too. Y'all, speaking of Turnip Head, y'all, do you watch The Survivor? Y'all, the young 18-year-old on there reminds me of the urban guy T.O., a young urban guy T.O. Has any of the rest of you thought that? Big Fatty, we hadn't thought about it, but we will. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that old Crooked Hat Adam Burns from over there at the Geeky Gay. And Adam, I know you listen to the BFO, but the old gal show, how often do you listen to it?
Way too often. Way, 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 way too often.
Oh, understand. The Walnut Hills of Palooza.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.